AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The jury in the subway chokehold trial in New York of Daniel Penny say they cannot reach a verdict on the most serious charge, manslaughter. The judge urged them to make every possible effort to reach a verdict. The AP's Haya Panjwani reports Penny is a Marine veteran accused of holding Jordan Neely in a chokehold for about 6 minutes on a New York subway last year.
Penny's lawyers say he was protecting himself and other subway riders, but prosecutors say Penny reacted far too forcefully to someone he perceived as a peril and not a person.
Also in New York, the search for the gunman who killed United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson is in its third day. Police have new surveillance images of the suspect. Russia's top diplomat says Moscow will use all means to defend its interests. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says U.S. permission for Ukraine to use American longer-range missiles to strike Russian territory is a dangerous escalation. And while Moscow does not seek war with Washington,
we will be ready to do anything to defend our legitimate interests.
In an interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson, Lavrov said a recent Russian strike on Ukraine using a new hypersonic missile should have sent that signal. President Vladimir Putin has warned Russia could use the new missile to hit military facilities of Western nations that allow Ukraine to use their weapons against Russian territory. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A coroner's office in Pennsylvania says remains have been found, believed to be a woman missing for 4 days who fell into a sinkhole. The government reports a rebound in job growth last month after strikes and hurricanes in October. A federal appeals court is upholding a law requiring TikTok to break ties with its Chinese-based parent company or be banned in the U.S. by the middle of next month. TikTok and its company ByteDance are expected to appeal to the Supreme Court. This is AP News. Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris is reopening.
Ceremonies will be held to breathe new life into the iconic cathedral, while an American carpenter looks back at the restoration work that he and his colleagues have done. Hank Silver's been in France for nearly 2 years working on the timber framework for the nave roof.
We just thought it was impossible. You know, we had 600 logs just for our part in the nave.
The 42-year-old Silver says he feels a kinship with the craftsmen who completed the cathedral in the 1300s.
Your fingers are tracing the same patterns. We're using the same tools, same gestures that, you know, our forebears used 800 years ago.
The great doors of Notre Dame reopen with Archbishop Laurent Ulrich tapping them with a bishop's staff, newly made from pieces of the cathedral roof, which collapsed in the devastating 2019 fire. I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.